Hey guys, welcome to the Playback Series.
I'm thrilled to be back on Jing Jing's show, 王牌驾到. And if you listen to our previous sessions, you know that we've made a pact to explore this language learning, cultural learning journey together. So let's dive right in.
欢迎收听我们今天的王牌驾到，我是晶晶。我们依旧是由我们的英语说说看的王牌英语老师呢，昔日做客空中了，来帮助我们呢冲刺呢这个下半年。英语学习
Hi, Jing Jing. So happy to be here. Hi, everyone. How's everything going?
Oh, 我们都还挺好的。我们在洛杉矶依旧还是那个模样。最近物价涨得比较高啊，什么东西都好贵。不知道你们那边是什么情况？
Inflation. Yeah, I heard about that in the news. Well, in the news, right? 在新闻里听到，看到很多。It's definitely something you see in the news, for sure. Inflation. INFLATION 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 就是通货膨胀的意思 So here, because I haven't been here long enough 因为我还没有在这里待很久 So it's hard for me to gauge whether inflation is happening or not Gauge G-A-U-G-E Gauge 就是测量的意思测量判断So it's hard for me to gauge inflation here. 对我来说 gauging inflation, 去测量这个 inflation 是不是存在有存在多少 It's difficult for me to do that here because I just haven't been here long enough. 因为我目前没有在这里待太久。So you hear it in the news, you see it in the news and it's apparently what's happening, yeah.
哎，维也纳现在是个什么气候？
维也纳现在it's like crisp fall.Crisp 就是脆脆的秋天 C-R-I-S-P Crisp
Crisp、
mm-hmm.
秋天为什么是脆的
I don't know Maybe it's like the leaves 落叶是 crisp They say like wind and chill is like crispy Like so 这种天气这种凉爽的脆脆的凉爽的天气 They use it's like a crisp fall to describe it
哦，原来还可以这样来形容秋天哈，这其实就是凉凉的秋天。如果翻成中文的话
，crisp 还是有太阳的，它不是说灰阴天。So 一般来说 ，crisp fall day 是一个形容，就是这种 ，you know， 也许白天大概16-18摄氏度左右、
mm-hmm.
，and then I guess somewhere in the 60s， right， 60多度左右、mm-hmm. ，and then 这个 crisp day。Yeah, wow. 到了50度就已经不 crisp 了，到50多度就有点 chill, 有点 chilly.
它是算是一个非常舒服的这样的一个程度。
对对，就是 sweater weather. Ah, that's another thing. 秋天到了就是 you know, it's sweater weather. 也是 rhyming, right?
Sweater weather. 哇，这个
yeah,
这个有。
Sweater weather. 他们都是说秋天，形容秋天就是 sweater weather, and then crisp fall day.
Crisp、yeah. fall day. Wow.
Speaking of crisp, 讲到 crisp 这个单词，这个形容词，这个可不是一个近期才流行起来的一个网红词 ，so to speak. 其实早在1924年的时候，这个词就已经被著名作家 F. Scott Fitzgerald 在《了不起的盖茨比》（The Great Gatsby） 里面形容秋天。The quote goes, "Life starts all over again when it gets crisp in the fall." 当脆脆的秋天到来时候。生命 life 就好像重新开始一样 starts all over again. So even though it's getting close to the end of the year, it's never too late to start over again, if that's what you want. 那么尽管到了秋天，也就是到了下半年，即将到这个年的尾声了，我们可以想一想 F. Scott Fitzgerald 的这句话 life starts all over again when it gets crisp in the fall. 当秋天开始脆脆的时候生命又重新开始了。So during our live show, Jing Jing and I, we talked about weather, which is often a very common topic for small talk, which is exactly how the topic of weather came up before we started to talk about our actual topic of the show. 讨论天气其实在西方是一个非常 common, 非常常见的 small talk, 它并不是一个很深的话题,但是作为开场白,或者是哪怕和街上的陌生人说上几句 ，weather 天气都是很 safe 很安全的 topic 话题。 就像晶晶和我一样，本来我们并没有打算讨论天气，但是打了个招呼之后，很自然的就谈到了这一点。Crisp 这个单词通常是用来形容秋天比较干、比较凉爽的天气。Anywhere between 50 and 60 degrees Fahrenheit could be called crisp. 在华氏50到60度之间，这种凉爽的天气都可以叫做 crisp. 新鲜的空气 ,crisp air. Crisp 可以用来形容空气，也可以用来形容天气。在一年四季里，通常只会用来形容秋天，而且通常是在秋天的一开始，而不是在马上就要到了冬天的时候，因为那个时候的天气就已经不再是 crisp 了。We would probably call that frosty weather. 当我们快要入冬的时候，通常都会是 frosty. F-R-O-S-T-Y. Frosty. Actually, 有一首歌叫 Frosty the Snowman. 是一个节日期间非常 popular, 非常流行的这么一首圣诞歌。Okay, so now we're getting a whole season ahead of ourselves when it's still sweater weather. Sweater weather. 那么 be crisp, 脆脆的秋天如果要再更冷上几度的话就成为了 sweater weather. 要穿毛衣的日子 sweater weather. Sweater. S-W-E-A-T-E-R. Sweater. Weather. W-E-A-T-E-R.T-H-E-R, weather, sweater weather, sweater weather. Sweater weather 是用来形容很舒服的天气，因为你可以想象出来穿上毛衣的这种非常温暖的感觉。Sweater weather. That's what we say here in North America. Sweater weather.
当我们身处在一个讲英语的大环境里面，周围的人是怎么样说话的？
If we pay attention, that's a free lesson, right? So now, it's your turn to practice.
As always, if you have any questions or comments, please let us know. We do have a dedicated Facebook group to address any concerns, questions, or confusion that you might have. We also share tips, including tips from our listeners like you. Everyone's journey is different, but if something has worked for you, then please do share it. You just might inspire someone else.To hear the full show and to catch more episodes, make sure you tune in to AM 1300 every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Let us know what you thought of today's session, and make sure you stay tuned for more.